This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, so we've been focusing the early part of this week on the teams that, again, left the playoffs and what their future is. We did a couple of teams yesterday. Later on this hour, our show, we'll have the Dallas Cowboys. But the Buffalo Bills exited the playoffs on Sunday. Matty Glab joins us, BuffaloBills.com team reporter, to talk about the Bills and their future. And she joins us on a Progressive guest line. It's brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. How are you, Matty?
I'm doing good, you know. We're still dealing with the playoff loss here. I think everybody was pretty bummed to see the Bills lose in the divisional round of the playoffs, especially with the season that they went through. I think everybody was really holding on for hope that they could make a run in the Super Bowl. But the guys went through a lot this season, so hopefully they'll come back next year ready to go and even better.
From the standpoint of the game itself, I mean, okay, I think at this point, no result should be that surprising, and given what was on the other side, it wasn't that surprising. But I think a lot of people are surprised as the way it happened. It felt like Cincinnati dominated from the start of the game all the way through. Was that a surprising outcome?
I think it was really surprising. I don't think any of us were really expecting that. Not that the Bengals aren't good at all, because they're such a great football team, but I think all of us thought that it would be toe-to-toe. It would be an air raid type of game from both ends of the football and from both teams, really. Of course, the snow in the forecast and the snow on the ground affected things a little bit, but not enough to where the Bills only scored 10 points. You know, the Bengals put 27 points on the scoreboard, and I think everybody thought it would be a little bit more evenly matched up from the Bills side of things, and they just really couldn't get it going. I mean, the Bengals get out to a 14-0 lead in the beginning of the game, and that's when you kind of felt the energy go out of the stadium for a little bit. And then Josh Allen was able to score and make it a one-score game, and they were able to do that, you know, twice with the Tyler Bass field goal. But it just seemed like it was too hard for the Bills on offense and on defense for them. And you want to be playing your best football at the end of the season. And in that game, it was not their best football. It was a team that we didn't recognize. And a lot of the mistakes that they made were uncharacteristic. I think we saw a few things happen toward the end of the season in terms of them not playing their best football. But you can't win the Super Bowl if you're not playing your best football. And they unfortunately were not.
I think Joe Burrow, when he was asked this question about his window, he says, the window is my career. I think you can make the same statement about Josh Allen, but the people around him, what's the current situation about what the roster will look like next year? Who may be staying, who may be going? Is everybody that's important under contract? How do the Bills look as they head into the offseason of 2023?
Yeah, we talked to our general manager, Brandon Bean, yesterday, and he was asked, you know, as long as Josh Allen is on the team, does that mean that you'll always have a shot at the Super Bowl? And he said, you know, it's not as simple as that. Of course, Josh Allen is an athlete, is a player that is unlike most in the NFL, and he's the reason why the Bills got as far as they did this season. But it's also about the guys who are around Josh Allen, and then the defense as well, who helps Josh Allen in getting him back to the field to do what he does best. The Bills have 21 unrestricted free agents. That is a huge, huge number. And they know it's going to be tough with their cap situation. Brandon Bean said yesterday they haven't really gotten a floor or as high as the cap could be. They usually at this point have a range that they're expecting the salary cap number to be, but due to a couple TV deals, they're still waiting to hear what that range of number could be. And they pretty much know right now they're around 240 is what he said. And he said he knows the cap is not going to be 240. So they're going to have to work their way in getting under the cap. So it's going to be tough for this team. They're paying a lot of great players, and they're going to have to find ways, Brandon Bean said, to be creative, whether that's restructuring contracts or whether that's low budget free agents or really hitting on the draft. I think the draft is going to be really important for them this year in terms of finding ways to get under the cap, because they do have some big name players that are up. And Brandon Bean said, you know, we want to re-sign some of those guys, but we're going to have to get creative with how we do that.
Von Miller and his injury, what effect did that have on the defense in the latter part of the season, including the playoffs?
I mean, you saw the stats in the beginning of the season when Von Miller was a part of the defensive line. They were getting and generating pressure at a much higher rate than they did without Von Miller as a part of that defensive line. He is such a great player that when you're playing without him, there is going to be a drop off. And I think the Bills saw that, especially toward the end of the season when they started to play some really good teams and the stakes got higher in terms of making it to the playoffs and seeding and then being in the playoffs. You sign a guy like Von Miller to be able to contend and play in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. We saw what he did when he was on the LA Rams and the game that he put up in the Super Bowl with a couple of sacks there. He was a force. He's the guy that you want on the field at the end of the game to finish things. And the Bills didn't have that. Was it just because Von Miller wasn't a part of the defensive line? No. They were without Daquan Jones, I think, who was a really important player to that defensive line, especially in the interior with how he was able to hold things up. So I think this defensive line is still a young defensive line. I think they're going to get better as time goes on. I think Greg Rousseau took a step forward this year, which was really important. The Bills are going to need more out of him next season. So hopefully Von Miller comes back as early as possible, healthy and ready to go. Brandon Bean said he wasn't ready to put an exact date on when he would return, but they're expecting to have him back for the majority of next season.
How would you describe this year? I mean, this outside of the DeMar Hamlin thing, that's tops always. That's probably 1, 2, and 3 on the list of things that off the field this team had to deal with. But then there's the trip, you know, the having to go to Detroit to play a game when the snow is happening in Buffalo and injuries and whatnot. There's a exhausting is probably not the right word, because again, when you're talking about a player that you're close to that is struggling for his life, that's probably not the right word. But there is also, that's a lot for a team to take. There was a lot of things for this team to take this season. How would you describe what they went through from top to bottom?
You know, they went through so much, from the injuries to the games being moved to 3 road games in 12 days. Brandon Bean, I keep going back to his press conference because sure. He had a lot of great nuggets from that. But he said that in all his years of being in the NFL, which is a long time, he has never been in a season like that before, just with everything they had to deal with. They had some of their best players who weren't on the field for the majority of the season. Micah Hyde, their safety, went out in week 2. Von Miller goes out. Tre'Davious White is returning from an ACL tear and just wasn't the same because he didn't have enough time on the field. Hopefully that's a different case next season when he truly feels like he's 100% and has all of his confidence back. But then Josh Allen has this elbow injury, and he told us when we talked to him locker cleanout day that he really didn't start to feel the same mechanically up until a couple weeks ago. So it's all of these things that kind of got strung together in a season where you might experience 1 or 2 of these things, but they experienced all of it. And they don't want to say that's an excuse for why the season ended the way it did, but it definitely had a factor in everything. The exhaustion of the DeMar Hamlin situation, dealing with that, being stuck in Chicago on Christmas Eve, missing Christmas morning with your kids, all of these things take a toll on you. And I think it took a toll on this team. Is it an excuse? By no means it's not, because right. You're going to face adversity during the season. But I think all of this definitely did impact the team. I think it does make them stronger. It does make them closer as a unit. And hopefully they'll kind of be able to harness all of this moving forward to next season. You know, Josh Allen said when we talked to him, getting DeMar Hamlin back is a silver lining in all of this.
Absolutely. Matt, great stuff. I really appreciate your time. Thanks for the insight. And I know, again, Bean spoke yesterday, so thank you for the nuggets of information there. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, guys.
Matty Glab, again, BuffaloBills.com. And like we said, I think that this definitely was a different-looking team late in the season. And, yeah, DeMar Hamlin, 1, 2, and 3 of the obstacles that they had to go. Remember, when they had that game canceled, I mean, people can look at the schedule and see a canceled game, but that wasn't a technically, like, an off week. I mean, it wasn't like you had to prepare for the Patriots, but they didn't prepare like they normally. Imagine if that game had been played and nothing happened, right? There was no issue. They played a great game against Cincinnati. Win or lose, doesn't matter. They would have gone back to Buffalo, they would have taken the day off, and then they would have come back, and they would have really, really, really focused on the Patriots. But instead, they went back to Buffalo, and 100% of their attention, and rightfully so, was on what happened on the field and to their teammate. And all of their thoughts were that. And they were going through a walkthrough, and they're still talking about it, getting updates of what was going on in the harrowing days after that collapse, where we were wondering if he was going to be okay, and he was coming out of this coma, and they had to rest his brain, and was he off on oxygen? Was he off oxygen? Was his heartbeat? They're thinking about that all the time. And so they go through this week of semi-workout and semi-preparation with, you know, 90%, if you want to use a number, on that, and 10% on probably what they're seeing on film. And they just never looked the same from that point on. They did not look like the same Bills team that had won 6 straight games leading into that Monday night clash against Cincinnati. They never looked sharp. They never looked ready to go in the 3 games that they played. And it was, again, a 27-10 win.